When Felipe Galindo arrived in New York 20 years ago from Mexico City, there weren't many other Mexicans here.
And I was feeling a little homesick, and I was imagining a lot of Mexican cultural symbols, but transposed to New York, to New York landscape.
At his current show, one of his drawings shows a group of Aztecs in traditional white garments. They approach the skyscrapers of Manhattan for the first time.
They find a place called Manhattan, but they said, okay, let's name it a little more Mexican, like, so they call it Manhattitlan, which reminds them of Tenochtitlan.
Like the European explorers, they renamed their new home.
They create a new name for it, but in a sense, it's what we all create in our minds, like immigrants. You have always like a new state of mind, which has your native land and the new one. You take the best of both, and you always have them in your mind.
Galindo imagines Mexican and New York cultures mixing in a multicultural utopia. One drawing features a street vendor with New York treats, but they're transformed by Mexican ingredients.
As you can see, she's offering new food, nueva cuisine, sushi tacos, tofu burritos, tequila instead of coco pan.
He also created a 5-minute animated short. It depicts a humorous origin myth for New York's Mexican community. He calls it the Manhattitlan Codex. In the short, a group of modern-day Mexicans find their new home in Manhattan, following a shaman's directions to look for an eagle, just as their ancestors did. Before and shortly after their contact with Europeans, Aztec and Maya Indians made picture books showing images of their history and legends. They were called codices, or a codex in the singular. They are the only records we have left made by indigenous people in that period. These books inspired Galindo, who thinks of his paintings and video work as a codex for the digital age. The songs are by Tuxedo Moon, an experimental group based in San Francisco that uses older Mexican rhythms in their multinational mix.
Figures in the asphalt sea, laden with consumer goods, shimmer in the hot hazy distance.
Galindo believes that multiculturalism is the New York way.
In a way, I mean, New York doesn't surprise anybody. Anything can happen here. So I try to do the same, but in a funny way, in a humorous way, or poetic, reflexive way. That will make for a better world for everybody.
For WNYC, I'm Carolina Gonzalez.
And he had adventures befitting his stature as a dead pop star. Blossom Boy, he graced glossy magazine covers almost every day. The mohair sushi gods, they were another story. They didn't like to be seen. They had been officially dead for 5 years, but their spirit lives on with successive waves of 12-year-old girls. Only Blossom Boy had a name, and that made him all the more tragic. None of the other sushi gods had names, but they had faces, and that was more important. Those faces had been removed, mummified, and hung in a shrine just next to Tokyo Disneyland. The exact location was encoded in the muttered lyrics of Blossom Boy's...